I invite you all to listen to I Hope I'm Taboeka. Actually, I was impressed by the work that my small brother, my younger brother, Adrian Simba, was doing on his podcasts, and I got impressed and decided to at least create one to see if I'm speaking up quality again. Actually, I'm just impressed by his work. So, my first podcast, I decided to dwell on the main factor that is affecting the society, the world, which is COVID-19, coronavirus, of which, niko sure almost all of you, actually all of you, including babies, know what COVID-19 is, know what coronavirus is, what is caused by coronavirus, how it affects individuals, how it is spread, and how it can be prevented from spreading. And for today, I'll discuss on the effects of COVID-19 on the society, majorly on the education sector, on housing, on employment, and on mostly education is where I'll definitely base most of my work on. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, and listen to my not very boring voice for the next, I think, a few or many minutes. Karibu. So actually, before I go on, I think there's still a limited awareness about the coronavirus among people in most marginalized communities. Okay, most people in Ushago tunasemanga believe that COVID-19 will never reach them, that no cases will be caused, as in nisemaje, wanamini hakuna cases zimeka reported. Okay, most Kenyans tuachata watu Ushago believe that because you don't know a person who has been affected by COVID, or know a person who knows a person who has been affected by COVID, so most believe that it doesn't exist and it will never reach them, and that they are safe and that they're okay. So most tend to continue with the normal business as usual, like nothing is going on. There's a strong and utmost hope that haitawafikia ama haitafikia mtu anajua. But you know, the world is prepared, the system is prepared, and the government has put up measures including closure of schools. But all in all, most of these individuals still don't believe that this COVID-19 disease exists. Anyway, disclaimer, COVID exists and it's up to us to make sure it ends, as in ending COVID starts with you as an individual by avoiding gatherings, avoiding shaking hands, wearing masks, avoiding going out if you don't have anything to do, staying indoors. If you have any symptoms that you feel like are corona related, stay indoors for 14 days, quarantine yourself, and make yourself useful, as in avoid the spread of coronavirus. It starts with you as an individual, me, you, and everyone. Let's not always depend on the government to help us. Also, another thing that I think that will increase the spread of COVID, most individuals are very afraid of getting tested, because hey my friend, umeona venye hiyo COVID-19 utestiwa, hey God, unaingishwa hiyo pipe, as in si pipe, as in that kit kwa mapua, and then inafusiwa deep, as in it's very painful, as in hata haivuti mtu kwenda kupimwa corona. And then most people in communities are afraid of getting tested, not because they want to know their status, as in wanasema ati mi naomba gava isinifikie kwa kutest, as in si eti hawataki kujua, but they are afraid of being taken to quarantine. They don't think that ukitestiwa upatikana uko positive, you'll end up peleke quarantine, utibiwe, and you'll be okay and you'll be back home. Our Turkey, most Kenyans are afraid of being taken to quarantine from my damn small research. That's why COVID-19 may end up spreading and spreading and spreading, because most Kenyans don't want to get tested. They don't want to be taken to quarantine. They don't want to know if they are COVID positive or COVID negative. Yeah. And I salute wa Kenya wote wenye wameenda wakapimwa COVID, hata kama wengi wetu bado hatujafikiwa, but we hope that soon we'll also be tested of COVID and know our status of COVID, where it stands anyway. So back to my main point. So okay, I'm going to highlight on the education sector, how COVID-19 has affected our education sector in Kenya so far. So umefika point ukajiuliza wale watu wenye husoma public schools ama those students living in the rural areas venye wana survive na hii COVID, cause mostly education became affected when planting was going on, when most things were being done, like families it was the planting season of semi maize and etc. So when education was disrupted, basically most parents who ended up using their kids for labor in those farms, when they were lime, when they were pande, while the chosen few, the few individuals living in the suburbs enjoyed learning, online learning. Sijafika kwa online learning, but nipeana ka example ila ya ma rich kids masos utafutiwa a tutor. I know you guys know this. My rich kids would have to a tutor for every subject. They have access to electricity 24/7. They have access to books. As in most homes, the my rich kid who wanga to install libraries, computers, Wi-Fi is available, unlimited. They have like everything to go on with education, because most parents in those areas tend to believe more in education compared to parents in the rural areas who believe that education is just a step in life, but don't believe that it will actually evade the poverty from their homes. Unapata wazazi uko ushago wapeleke mtoto shambani. Actually, I don't blame the parents. You know, most parents in those backgrounds are not learned. Most parents take children to school just because the system says compulsory education for children under the age of 18. It's in the constitution. So most parents say to you, wanataka kupeleka mtoto shule, but your system imesema mtoto aende shule, wao hupeleka mtoto shule. So say the kids have been home for like an year plus, as in for almost at an year plus. They have been home for almost an year wasted, an year at home without books. Mark that point, without books. You know, when the system is going on and children, mostly students, most of them work boarding schools, ama shuleni. You know, when being in school, the government kind of caters for 60% of the welfare of children, like food, provision of sanitary towels for the girls, and security for those in boarding schools, you know. Sasa, the kids have been home for the longest time possible, which in fact hawajui watarudi lini shule. And then system iko tu venye iko, wazazi wako nyumbani, no food. Believe me when I tell you this, that most families are going hungry each day because there's no food. There's nothing as in at all at home. I remember nikiwanga shule, some kids tungefunganga like ile mnafunga closing uko kizote tunaenda home, and then some remain at school. And then when you turn to ask them, rather mbona unabaki shule when ni closing na hiyo excitement yote, and then they say they prefer at least shule they get 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch and supper, full of nutrition, and that they get the security they need to go on with life each day. By then unajua ukiwa mdogo unaona aje sasa, like aje, but as you keep on growing you realize, by the way, so many people out here are actually suffering cha ukweli, they are suffering and there is nothing they can do. So sahi watoto wako nyumbani with the provision of no gatherings from the government, no gatherings are allowed. Unasikia wedding ni tumeka 15 maximum of around 15 people attending. So most of our young girls may end up getting married to older men ama other men bila hata gava kujua, cause it 15 family members who will know that it happened and or less. Alafu most of our girls may end up being used for provision of money. Remember, people have lost jobs. The economy is coming down. A lot of businesses are getting losses and losses and losses. So families need money. Families need to feed. So most of our girls, most of our youths may end up being used by their parents for the provision of money, like prostitution. These things happen. Unapata mali anambia mtoto wake niaje. Enyewe atuwezelelea kulala jana. Baba nani amesema ni kuwele atupe kamia tano tunuwe unga. You know, such temptations make parents give out their daughters for the little token. Because actually life is getting definitely hard. Alafu ukiangalia example ya people used to club each weekend. Alcohol was like a main factor in the contribution of profits to our economy, because most Kenyans are drunkards. That's a fact. So sahi venye hakuna kuuza pombe kwa mahoteli, hakuna kuenda club usiku, you know, in those hotels there were people used to work in those clubs at night. There were people who were employed to work. Once clubs were closed, employment was cut short. Ukiangalia ma DJ, uangalie ma waiter, uangalie the owners of those clubs, uangalie Kenya Breweries, as in the losses they are undergoing are adverse, totally adverse. And then, you know, such clubs, such big hotels, rent places ziko ni, most of the time ni in town, and then the rent they pay during before corona. Ukiangalia rent owners walikuwa nalipa tuseme ni ka 100k a month. So tell me, with this COVID corona thing going on and clubs closed during the night when income was mostly generated, where will the owners get such amount of rent to pay them owners of those buildings? As in, it makes sense. People are suffering. Corona has totally affected people. It has affected the society. It has affected the country. And by the way, since schools closed in Kenya, way back in February, the Ministry of Education and other agencies indicated that learners should undertake online learning, e-learning, by the way, learning on TV, radio, and mobile phones. Umejiuliza kama those guys in tulisema ushago, you know, most areas in, I'm using ushago basically because huko ndo unapatanga maybe hakuna stima, unapata there's a family without a TV set, unapata madhe anatumia katululu, the small phones, yeah. So you get that they can't be able to access such materials, laptops, nini. And then the government says learning will be conducted through e-learning. Most public schools actually don't even have access to such materials. And then learning will end up taking place in the urban areas, but for many marginalized children in remote villages, including refugee children in camps, as well as those living in various disabilities, learning during COVID-19 school, as in learning during COVID-19, is a very big challenge to them. Like ukiangalia place ka Kajiado, Narok, Samburu, Turkana, Kilifi counties, for example, electricity haifikangi most of those areas. So it ends up excluding children from online learning. Halafu kiongezea, smartphones are mostly beyond the reach of most rural communities. Alafu pia ukipata kuna wale adults wenye wako na smartphones, unapata madhe ako na smartphones. Let me tell you one thing, these parents of the rural areas, my friend, as in wazazi wetu wale ushago, as long as you are below 18, they don't believe that you can actually have a smartphone on your own bila kuchungwa, as in hiyo tension ya privacy ya mtoto ya simu, as in a parent and you are unsupervised and mzazi haizitaka. So it's like a very big challenge. Hata mzazi akuwe na smartphone, ukwachia simu eti unasoma online learning, si kitu, si eti ni kitu rahisi sana kwa mzazi ka huyo. It's never that easy. Alafu pia nimesema factor ya electricity. Unapata places zingine hazina electricity, na pia ukipata place iko na electricity, ku access internet is another burden. Like internet in Kenya is costly, like totally costly. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Ukiangalia venye Safaricom kunyonya bundles, alafu uniambie uko class ya e-learning, umenua bundles za so, hata kama class moja jaisha, zisha katika, and you have like 7 classes for per day to go through, as in by the end of the day utakuwa umetumia how much. Plus ukiangalia venye economy na drop, ukiangalia venye hakuna pesa kwa manyumba, ukiangalia there is no food, where will you get money for data? Hata mzazi mwenyewe atafika achoke. Kwanza mzazi wa ushago ataenda kukwambia kama hiyo ndo masomo, acha ikae. And this is happening. Halafu most of the time our parents used to rely on schools to feed their children. Unapata mzazi anafeed mtoto wake December, August na April. So mzazi anapata ame budget, I'll buy food. Unapata mkikuja April holidays ananua gunia mzima ya mchele, August holidays ananua gunia mzima ya mchele, and December holidays ananua gunia mzima ya mchele, so that every day at lunchtime you guys eat rice. At least inapush. By the time mwezi inaisha, msharudi shule and life inarudi back to normal. But now capture this. Watoto wote, unapata umezaa watoto 7. All of them are at home. You have to feed them from January to January. As a parent, jobs zimekatishwa, upate you are like working in a certain hotel. Sahii mahoteli zinafungwa by saa moja. Unapata you are working as a night shift kwa klabu, unafeed watu hii sahii huna job, watoto wako nyumbani, rent unafaa kulipa. As in COVID-19 is a disaster, the biggest disaster that has ever happened to human beings, like literally. As in we just pray tuamke tu siku moja tupate imerudi penye ilitoka, cause I hate this life. Personally, I hate this COVID-19. This COVID-19 life. Penye, so I will say, unapata wazazi walikuwa nategemea mashule ndo zinafeed watu hii, unapata wanalipa kale ka addition kadogo ka pesa, tuseme like 300 per month for food shule. Mtoto anakula shule, at least nyumbani mnajua mtoto alikula shule. Hata kama nyumbani as a parent kuna kitu ya kukula, at least the kids have eaten. Right now the babies, the adults, they are all at home crying for for food. Landlord ndoyo kila mwezi tarehe moja anagonga mlango anataka pesa. Like the effects of COVID-19 are totally adverse. Halafu kitu ingine ni corona ime affect society kabisa ni employers are taking advantage of the fact that corona exists. They tend to, as in employees wao wanakuja job Monday to Monday, they work as usual. At the end of the month, employer akuna guards za kuambia employee if there is no money ya salary cause ya corona, but expects the same employee to keep coming to work every day. Akiskip hata day moja, kazi naisha. So they tend up having so many areas of employees, but cause employees in Kenya are vulnerable. Rights of employees are totally, employee rights as in za Kenya hazishughulikiwangi sana. Most employees don't know their rights actually. Kwanza duty of care inakuanga kunakuanga na negligence kubwa ya employers kwa employees wao. So cause employers know that employees are vulnerable, wanawatumia, but kuwalipa salaries has become a imekuwa tu shida kubwa. Ukiangalia kwanza the fact that juzi, like last month, which was tuko August, July last month, there was an employee who went into his employer's office aki demand alipwe salary, aki hold panga. It is a real case that was happening. Aki demand salary yake, cause I can just imagine what that man was going through. Bibi anataka pesa ya salon, watu wao wanalia njaa, rent landlord anataka, cause anakaa Mombasa, basically analipa rent. So employer wake amemweka job for 6 months. He was staying without any salary na kila siku anaenda kazi. Excuse me, there is corona. The employer anafanyiwa kazi, unajua tuseme kama ni materials wanakuja wanauza, pesa zinaingia, but kuna corona hakuna pesa ya employees wake hata kama ni kidogo. So the guy demanded his salary, but the employer looked ni mwindi, alikuwa anakaa nikata hata mnipa. And then at the end of the day, kisha kitu amke tusikia the guy alijirusha mtoni, as in corona. This is corona. It has led to deaths of so many people, leave alone the people who die because of corona, people who die because of the negligence of the employers, for instance, and then the closure of matatus, as in EU pandemic ya ati inaitwaje, barabara zimefungwa. At least for now they are opened, by the fact that gari zinafaa zinunue sanitizers for their passengers. At the same time, kuingisha half the number of passengers from the normal number kwa magari imefanya like fares increase, which is affecting the common mwananchi mwenye hana pesa, haizilipa hiyo fare, haizifanya nini. So the matatu cultures imeka affected, cause unapata most of the passengers wenye walikuwa wanatumia matatu to job wame opt kutembea ama kutumia bodaboda, cause they can't afford the increased prices of the fare. Alafu pia matatu zime end up kupata losses, cause the fact that most people have been encouraged to work from home, so the number of people traveling wamekuwa wachache sika before. So COVID has also affected the transport sector adversely. Alafu pia there is a friend of mine alikuwa ananishow venye COVID ime affect online classes. Unajua some schools zime adopt the online model of teaching, which is very good, but have they ever thought of the fact that unajua wanafunzi wengi wanakuanga boarding ama sima unasoma KU, una travel kutoka ushago unaenda una rent huko karibu na shule ama ndani ya shule unasomea huko, where there is availability of libraries, electricity, internet, Alafu sahi those same people are at home without all those. Well, they may end up kufanya some people, like some students who may differ same because they can't afford having internet, having electricity, etc. And then some students who may register a semester, and then unafika unapata a certain week or a certain day, stima imepotea, transformer imechomeka, and then it inakaa rectified after tuseme 2 weeks. Hizi vitu happen huku shago. Napata hiyo transformer inakaa rectified after around 2 weeks. So you've been online offline for like 2 weeks. Ukirudi online, unapata like alikuwa shapeana assignment, ishafanywa, ishakolektiwa, due date ishafika, ishapeanwa. So when you are back, you find that everything is done na lecturer haizi kusikiza. So unabaki kwa mata, unashindwa like ufanye nini. So it's actually affecting so much. Most people who are in schools that have organized for online classes wanakatu affected totally, which is so unfair because it tends to favor wale wenye wanaweza afford. So actually I think nimeongea sana, hata mimi nimechoka kuongea. I love to say that for the government to ensure that there is a social economic recovery within a reasonable period after this pandemic, it should put in place plans and resources that do not continue to weigh disproportionally on people living in poverty. Okay, this pandemic, it has highlighted more than ever that neglecting certain sectors make people living in poverty more vulnerable. Example of these are the health, social protection, housing and sanitation, and hygiene. Okay, I think there need to be more scrutiny of budget plans, the execution and performance of these sectors, all of which should support those living in poverty, because corona pandemic has actually highly affected those individuals living in poverty than those individuals who are able to afford the lifestyle. Thank you for listening to my long, not boring talk. I appreciate, by the way, and I think you guys need, you can actually tell me penye nimeenda wrong, penye nimeenda kama nimeongea sana, ama what I need to do next in my next podcast, ama give me a topic on what to discuss on next, and I'll appreciate so much. Thank you for listening. I love you all. Bye. Adios. Mwah.